Greetings. The room is filled with visitors today. Take a moment in silence. Each one sitting here has up to 5 visitors specifically for them. These are, of course, loved ones in spirit, relatives, friends, and so on. See if you can identify 5 mentally. The fact that if you even think of them, that means they are there. And welcome them. There could be more. Some are getting confused. Yes, you can have more than 5. Receive their blessings. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Take these friends home with you. Think of them this evening. Think of them tonight. Go to sleep being blessed by them. And more may even appear. Welcome them as well. It is truly a day of blessings. Some of you were surprised. Why did that person come to mind all of a sudden? I haven't thought of that person in years. The person has come to bless you. Welcome them. Dear friends, you are now nearing the end of the calendar year. And as happens every year, issues and clearance intensifies. Do not be alarmed by this. It's a process that repeats every single year. Things that need to be cleaned out or effaced or acknowledged or worked through are coming up very speedily so that you can be as clear and vibrant and open as possible to download the energies of next year. And yes, though some, very few in this room are aware of it, the theme of next year is ascension. Let us speak of this for a few minutes. You will now understand why the current theme of transformation of the self continues to run parallel next year. Because you have to keep transforming to ascend and transform again to ascend and so on. Now, ascension is a very, very vast word, a topic. On a very practical level, many next year will exit the planet to ascend. These will be of 2 types. Number one, those who are very stuck on Earth, not able to grow, not able to evolve, absolutely blocked. The higher soul will urge them to return home, to start afresh. So for them, ascension will mean leaving the planet. And the second type, those whose work is pretty much finished on Earth and would have exited maybe next year or a year after, they may bring it forward to next year to ride the wave of ascension so that they are catapulted into spirit and grow very, very rapidly, benefiting from these frequencies. So please be aware of this and be aware that you will hear of more and more exits the coming year. These are to be honored, not to be worried about. But of course, for most of you as light workers, you are very much needed here on the planet to facilitate your own ascension and the ascension of many who come to you. So all of you get ready to work next year. There is no sitting at home. There is no being quiet. All of you will be called upon to work in your own ways. Those who are already light workers in action, therapists, hypnotherapists, healers, and so on, will find their work intensifying. Those who don't officially do that, but are spiritualists like all of you, will find yourselves being called upon much more next year. A friend may call asking for help or guidance. Someone may want to cry on your shoulder. Someone may want basic guidance. Trust yourselves, because if they have come to you, you are the right person. Maybe to give a little guidance. Maybe to stay silent and let them cry on your shoulder just to give them love and nurture. Maybe to pass them on to the right person by offering a phone number or a reference. All of this is work, ascension work. Be prepared to work and work joyously from the heart, helping others ascend. Now let's look at ascension from the perspective of the four-body system: mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Let's first look at the physical, because this is a stumbling block for many on earth. The physical is of prime importance next year. Start with the physical. Check your own physical. Listen to your inner urges. What does the physical need me to do for myself? Is it to eat differently? Is it to drink differently? Is it to take more action or take more movement or exercise? Does my physical body need other kinds of care? Sunlight, water, massages, creams, lotions. What does my physical need? Does my physical need sex? Does my physical need other kinds of action? Tune in, listen, and as much as possible, align with the needs of your physical. Because in this year of ascension, if now you continue to ignore the calls of the physical, the body will break down very rapidly. It's going to give you no leeway next year. This year, even though transformation has been urging the body to change, next year there's no leeway. Listen or break down. Ascension has to happen. Even those who are in perfect health and fitness, even those people cannot ignore the calls of their own body. For them, it may not be about food and water and exercise. It may be something completely different. Something to do with the physical they need to follow. The physical could even say, give me more attractiveness. Give me more makeup. Let me dress differently. Let me present myself differently. Let me walk into a room differently. All of this is physical. Listen, listen, listen. Here, it's not going to come from the outside. Yes, yes, a doctor or a friend may guide or advise you, but it's got to come from here. the mental body. Many are experiencing a lot of confusion right now. And we tell you outright, this is going to intensify over the next month or two. What do I do? I'm not quite sure what decision to make. Do I go this way or that way? What choice do I take in life? Should I move jobs? Should I change countries? Should I change my relationship? A lot of confusion. The mental body is actually stirring up right now in a vortex. And this vortex has to intensify to release the debris you have been carrying, not just in this lifetime, but for many lifetimes. So some people are actually draining from their mental body issues of past lives, which they are not even consciously aware of right now. For example, a certain woman may suddenly have fears of being raped and molested, coming out of the blue. And she may never have had this experience in this lifetime. She's releasing something from a past life. So these fears are going to arise. She shouldn't get stuck in them. She should acknowledge them, understand she's releasing, and touch her power and say, let me let these go. Let me move forward. I am protected. I am safe. I am empowered. Using her strength to release so that the next year the mental body opens out very wide so that you can really conceptualize and think out of the box. Next year, a lot of thinking out of the box is going to be needed because of the ascension and because of the transformation. For example, parents are going to have to think differently about their children next year. Their traditional modes of working with the children, and this is right and this is wrong and this is acceptable and this is not acceptable, is going to have to be reviewed by the parents themselves. Because remember, the children are transforming also at a very rapid rate. So you have to also be able to keep pace with their transformation, to be able to conceptualize into a new, wider space of what is acceptable to you, which also benefits the child. Now we use the example of a child, but this applies to your concept of anyone. A parent, a family member, a friend, a boss. You have to now think differently and much wider. It's going to happen. So if you try to stay in very rigid compartments next year mentally, you will find them self-destructive. Think king size next year. The emotional, a big one for most people. She has already spoken of it starting now with the re-examination of love. And indeed, it has already begun. So the re-examination of love, particularly self-love, is going to be of prime importance through the next year. Feeling unloved, do I love myself? Do I honor myself? Do I appreciate myself? How can I perceive things differently? How can I love differently? Re-examination of love is your major aspect of the emotional body next year. And this is a very complex topic. You're going to be urged to re-examination your feelings, to re-examine your feelings of everyone who is intimate to you next year. And finding new ways to open to love or to accept, or in some places, to disconnect from unhealthy love. Now, technically, love can never be unhealthy, but we are talking about obsession. So there will be emotional shifts next year. Again, part of the upgrade, the transformation, and the ascension. Energetically, next year, Earth is going to be flooded with bursts of solar flares. Some of these your scientists will recognize. Many of them will go unnoticed. But these are going to be bursts randomly from your perspective. Of course, nothing in the universe is random, but they will follow a pattern you will not be able to comprehend. So from an earthly perspective, they will appear to be random. And each time one of these energy bursts occurs, it's going to affect the entire human race. Interestingly enough, stimulating all predominant emotions within you. So if at that moment you are love, you are flowing with love, you will get very loving. But if at that time you are flowing with hate, you will get very, very hateful. These bursts are not going to distinguish right from wrong or good from bad. They will just intensify that which is there within each person individually. Now you understand how this can affect world leaders and how important it is for a world leader to be in relative balance, and most are not. So, as light workers, many of you are constantly cribbing about the state of the world and the world leaders. Cribbing does not help. It creates an energy of worry which simply wraps itself around you and strangulates you. Worry is a completely unproductive emotion. It does not benefit anyone and it strangulates you. It literally acts like a cord around you that gets tighter and tighter and tighter. That is why when you get very worried, you go into panic attacks. You go into breathlessness because you are strangulating yourself. However, what is productive is being concerned. Worry, unproductive. Concern, productive. So if you are concerned about a situation, automatically your energies then go out and embrace it. So rather than worrying about the irrationality of world leaders, be concerned, and for those you wish to work with, do something. Do something. Don't just sit and complain. Number one, you can do something practically. If you feel so motivated, start a net campaign. Speak about it publicly. Write on the net. Take out a march for those who are active. For others, do energy work. Send light. The best light you can send to anyone this coming year is to help them balance the male and female within themselves. That's all you need to do. Not make him or her think the way I do. No. Bring the male and female energy within each leader into balance. That is the greatest service you can do. All world leaders, those you hate and those you love. This also applies not just to world leaders, but to politicians, to your boss, to your family members, to those who you perceive are giving you trouble. Work with balance in whatever way you can. But sitting at home and complaining strangulates you and serves no purpose except creating energy toxicity in your own structure. So these bursts, as we said, are going to intensify. Since you don't know when they are going to come, your focus should be to understand ascension and to work at keeping the positives within you as powerful as possible. On a very practical level, let us say you're going into a mild depression and feeling low about yourself. Don't block it, of course not. Acknowledge it, address it, experience it, and choose to change. Find ways to shift. wallowing next year is going to be dangerous. Now, everyone's allowed to wallow for a bit. Yes, I'm feeling miserable today and I feel like staying at home and wallowing and having a good cry and watching some romantic television. Fine, wallow for the evening. But the next day, shift. If you keep it up for 3, 4, 5 days and a burst comes at that time, that wallow energy will intensify to such a degree you may have a breakdown. No need to go there. So, ascend, dear friends. Ascend. Maha Avatar Babaji blesses you all. A special blessing from the energies of Sai Baba. Mother Mary is with you all. The angels also bless you. Be light. Let us now spend a few minutes in silence, sending healing to all the